Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Monday, March 3rd, 2025, and we are back, baby. We're back. First time on the podcast, and well, Colin, it's been like 3 weeks, really.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Much needed break, though. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a much needed break. I feel like I wasn't even really on a break because I was editing the two videos that came out like the whole time.
But, I would get home from work on Sunday. I'd be like, I can just relax.
Yeah, that was a weird feeling.
Not having to worry about just like going over to Grayson's.
Yeah, like I did like, you know, I did like a birthday dinner on a Thursday and a Sunday.
Oh, really?
After my birthday, I was like, oh.
How was that birthday dinner?
It's cool. Would have been better if you were there on Thursday, but you know.
Don't make the plans Wednesday night.
It's a problem. It's too bad. You've been around here long enough. You know how it goes. I knew at some point I was going to miss doing this podcast. I didn't think that I'd miss it by Sunday. By that first Sunday, I was like, wait, I don't get to talk about all the stuff that's going on. Like, what the hell? And then, like, we got more and more news coming out throughout the weeks. And I was like, God, like, we're missing this, man. But we needed the break for sure. And, like, Thursday came around. I felt lost. The second Sunday comes around, I'm like, well, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
I started to sleep earlier Sunday nights.
Yeah, that's good.
Monday mornings weren't that bad.
That's good. But I'm happy to be back. And we got a lot coming for the people in March and April. A lot to do.
March is a busy month.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So Combine just wrapped up a couple hours ago. Offensive lineman wrapped up. So everything ramps up from here, especially for us and what we like to cover here on this podcast. We got NFL free agency getting underway next week. MLB opening day just a few weeks away. That's on March 27th. Kind of just a quick overview of the whole content schedule as we return. Outside of the podcast, we're going to have Luke's Premier League Team of the Month this week. We've got next week, my first mock draft, Luke's mock draft the following week, Colin's mock draft the week after that.
To round it out, baby.
Then we're going
to
start off April, another Premier League Team of the Month from Luke. Following week, my mock draft 2.0. That's going to put us 2 weeks from the draft night special. That's going to be live right here on YouTube. If you're on the other podcast platform, subscribe to the YouTube so you can stay up to date with that stuff, know when we go live and watch that live stream.
You're going
to
want to see the fit I got for draft special.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Just saying, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good
fit. And draft night, it's always like the best night of the year.
It's the best. And I think it's one of all of us, it's one of our favorite things every year that we do.
Like,
so
last year,
it's going to
like,
be fun.
The reactions.
It's going to be all four of us in person from... As of right now, that's what we think. It's going to be me, Colin, Luke, and Mike all in person. Nathan will be here. He won't have a microphone,
unfortunately. We're going to need a bigger room.
But we are going to be using a bigger room. We're going to be using my room.
We're moving to that
room? Yeah, we're going to move into my room for that. Take up the couch and a chair.
Might bring the bean bag.
I thought you said bring my meat. I was like, what are you talking about?
I mean, we can grill out, too.
No, we're not grilling out
in
my bedroom.
I'll bring a tomahawk steak.
But yeah, a lot of plans for the draft night special, a lot of plans for our coverage before the draft. And of course, you have our podcast now back twice a week, Mondays and Fridays.
Better than ever.
Yeah. And for the next couple weeks, we're going to be previewing each of the MLB divisions. So me and Colin will be doing the NL. Me and Luke will be doing the AL on the Friday episodes.
He's doing that because he's a Yankees fan.
So yeah, that's how we did it last year.
You want to give him the chance.
Yeah. And then me and you get to talk about the Braves. Mm. Okay, sorry for the interruption. I don't know what happened there. I think the camera overheated. That's on me. New camera, new equipment. I don't know. I think I shifted the light. Maybe everything looks totally different. I have no idea. But got a lot of things to cover today. I don't even know what we were talking about before. But we're going to talk about some of the news that happened while we've been gone. Honestly, half of it broke in like the last couple days. And then we're going to recap the combine, just talk about some of the guys we liked, some of the guys that maybe we didn't like or didn't look as good as we wanted them to. And then we'll round things out with an NL West preview. If we have enough time, maybe we'll play a game. I don't know.
Battle Royale?
maybe. But with that being said, make sure, while Colin's coughing,
sorry.
Make sure you guys are subscribed here on YouTube. Turn on post notifications. Like. Go ahead and comment your NL West standings prediction. And then, of course, if you're on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars. Give us a follow on there. And follow us on all of our social media accounts, Instagram, TikTok. All the other stuff. And join the Second and Short subreddit, r/2nd8ndshort. Colin, we ready to recap some of the news that we missed?
Only a little bit of news.
Yeah, mainly in the NFL. Honestly, the only stuff I have in my notes is the NFL because the MLB, not really much happened. Like, a bunch of guys got to spring training, and that's all that happened since the last time we were here. A
couple players look good. A couple of them picking up right where they left off.
Yeah.
A couple of them, I don't know how they made spring training.
Yeah, we had, I think there's a couple injuries that have happened.
Fucking first day, Bobby Miller takes a line drive off the fucking forehead.
Yeah, that definitely happened. A lot of interesting things have happened in spring training. I think, are we going to see Sasaki's debut this week, I think?
Yeah, hopefully it's better than his live ABs against Kyle Teal.
That's true. Kyle Teal took him deep. That was sick.
That was a pimp job, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, Shohei, Oppo, first at bat.
Juan Soto, Oppo, first at bat.
That is true. Yeah. A lot of guys off to a hot start in spring training. Very excited for the MLB season to get started. Let's talk about these NFL things that happened. The most recent, Deebo Samuel got traded to the Commanders in exchange for a fifth-round pick. Now, the reason that compensation is so low, before we get into that crazy of a small compensation, the Commanders are taking on his entire contract for next season. So I think it's like $20-plus million this year that they're going to have to pay. Is Deebo washed? Like, is that, because it seems like the social media reaction is he's washed.
I don't think he's washed. I think he just needed to get out of San Fran.
Yeah, I think San Fran
was just so stacked that he was no longer like the best player on the team.
Yeah, and they dealt with so many injuries last season that nobody's role stayed the same throughout the entire year. It was just a huge problem across the board for everybody. And, you know, they just got Ayuk figured out, and now they might also trade him too, because it does seem like they're trying to rebuild this offense a little bit more, because all these guys that they've had weren't for Brock Purdy.
No, build your wide receivers around Ricky Pearsall. Get rid of everyone else and draft young wide receivers.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him for doing that. I also wouldn't blame them for like trying to go out and do stuff in free agency, because I think there's a couple of good ones.
Yeah, like you could go out and try to get T.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be in the money-wise.
But toward the end of the year, Ricky Pearsall showed that he is a future wide receiver one for this team.
I agree.
And if you could draft young, you could get late round Nick Nash, you get some other guys, because Nick Nash definitely fell down after his combine.
Yeah, it wasn't perfect. I think he had the numbers that show, like, okay, this guy can do what we already knew he could do.
A lot of the wide receivers, really, besides a couple of those Texas stars, they weren't really all that.
No, there's a lot to talk about with the combine, but what does this side of the command for the Commanders at least look like? Because this move makes sense.
I think it helps Terry out a lot.
The window's open. After what we saw from last year, you can't say that the window's not open for them to just go and try and make a run in the Super Bowl, because you've got Jaden Daniels for 4 more years, still paying him essentially nothing compared to the way he's playing. So you've got Terry McLaurin, you've got Jaden Daniels, you have a solid running back room that, if you can avoid injuries, can be great. You add in Deebo Samuel for just this extra
utility,
whatever he wants to be, and hopefully that adds to your offense. Now, do I think they're done? No. I do not think the Commanders' offseason is done. The defense is going to be what's addressed the most, probably in free agency.
The defense.
Especially free agency, I think, is where the defensive moves will come. Thank you for the Drewski as Deebo Samuel on the Commanders AI.
I wanted to say something, but I'm not going to say it.
No.
It was what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, please don't. I know exactly what you're talking about. We're not saying that. I do think Deebo Samuel can make an impact, but he also, like, I'm not going to expect him to have, like, a crazy-ass year.
But are you worried that he could somehow hurt the dynamic of
this
offense?
Potentially could. I think, go ahead and just throw out the idea of Deebo Samuel running the ball at all.
Yeah, no.
They just do not need to do that with the weapons they already have.
Line him up in the slot.
Yeah.
Have Terry and De'Ami Brown on the outside.
Yeah. Because, like, I think I saw a lot of mock drafts that had the Commanders taking wide receivers in the first round.
No.
This definitely changes things, for sure. I think a lot of people are going to move on from that, probably go to the defensive line. Apparently, Jonathan Allen is potentially going to get traded as well this offseason, so you definitely are going to be looking defensive line for the Commanders.
Their first 2 to 3 rounds should be defense only.
I agree. Let's move on, though. A couple of things from the Rams. First one, Cooper Kupp will be traded this offseason.
Another thing, like Deebo, I think it's going to be good for him to get out of L.A.
I agree. And I think, to me, the best team out there to go out and get him would be the Steelers. I think it fits. They still don't know what they're going to do at quarterback necessarily. They obviously need help at wide receiver. And you don't want to go and get the same kind of wide receiver as George Pickens. I think that's what worries me with some of these mock drafts and predictions of where teams or what players the Steelers are going to go after, is that they're just getting not another George Pickens. There's not a lot of guys like George Pickens, but they're going for the prototypical physical catch wide receiver one.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp don't know how to throw hands like George Pickens.
No, and he's not gonna. But Cooper Kupp can catch the ball when it's thrown to him. And if he's got a good quarterback, he's going to be successful. He just has to get the looks. He wasn't getting the looks because Puka does everything so well.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that he's moving on, even though I think he said, like, in his, like, goodbye tweet, like, this wasn't, you know, what I wanted to do necessarily, which is kind of interesting.
He thought he found a home in L.A. L.A. just saw it differently.
Yeah.
Which brings up, I mean, he could end up staying in the same division with Debo leaving. There's been a lot of talks about the 49ers going to get Cooper Kupp because Brock Purdy has always liked the way Cooper Kupp has played. Yeah,
I think that would be a fantastic move. Let's talk about Stafford, though. He's going to rework his deal and remain in L.A. after previously going out and looking for a trade.
How's this man still playing football?
I don't know. But and he's still playing at a really high level. Yeah. I think we, you know, you can talk shit on how the numbers have looked. But when you watch him on field and you see him go on these crazy-ass drives in some of these games, especially playoff games, and you're like, oh, he's still got it. He's still got it. And, like, the same goes for Aaron Rodgers, too. He's another guy who we're about to talk about. But, like, these older guys, they've still got it.
Bro, he almost led his team. He was one win away from a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Or, like, another Super Bowl visit, two wins away from a Super Bowl win. But it's like the thing we always said with Matthew Stafford. He's always one hit away from being the best quarterback of all time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
when
yeah.
I think defenses are starting to pick it up. If you light up Matthew Stafford, it's only going to make him play better.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that, like, they won that Super Bowl, hit the full reset button, and they're already right back. And I think that's why Stafford is more willing to stay. If they would have stayed how they were defensively the year before last, Stafford would be gone.
Him and McVay have also just, they got...
Yeah, they're on the same page. And I think the way that things went from the shift from Aaron Donald to this new age of young guys all across that defense gives Stafford some optimism, gives a lot of people some optimism that he can still do it with this team, and this team is still in a position to win games.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Rodgers. He's going to be a free agent. They're going to cut him. And with the Stafford news, there's a good chance that Rodgers does get a job. I mean, there's too many teams that aren't drafting in a great spot that need quarterbacks. Obviously, the Jets are going to be one of those teams. The Giants are drafting in a good spot, but I don't know if they're necessarily going to go quarterback. The Raiders in the quarterback class, I don't think is all that great. We've talked about it a lot. I don't love it. But
Titans,
Raiders, I can see Browns.
I could see Rodgers signing like a team friendly deal to like. Not necessarily even be a starter.
Yeah. I could see that. Like I think the Raiders are the favorite to me.
Like right now. Veteran presence to teach a young quarterback.
He could be. He definitely
I feel
be.
Like he would succeed very well in that role.
Yeah, I mean, he, as the starter, it seems like he taught Jordan Love some good stuff.
Honestly, I would love to see him go back.
Nah.
It's never going to happen, but to work with Jordan Love more.
Nah, he'd have to go somewhere where there's like a brand new guy. Like Denver.
Chicago.
He's not going to be a Bear. That can't happen. Aaron Rodgers will never be a Chicago Bear. I can guarantee that.
Never seen it. We've seen wilder shit.
Aaron Rodgers will not be a Chicago Bear. Travis Kelce, going to return for his 13th season. Do we think it's a good idea? The decline was seen, for sure. It was very much there this past year.
I think if he's still dating Taylor, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, but he's also going to just keep making so much money.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to make money when he's done with football.
Oh, of course. And potentially more money.
Yeah.
He's not really getting paid that much, but I mean...
He's probably going to join his brother on all the, like, the table shit and everything like that.
But the deals he's getting because of Taylor Swift, because he's just a celebrity outside of football, exactly. Honestly bigger than football, that opportunity is so huge while you're playing in the NFL. And then I think it spikes, and then it quickly declines afterwards. I think he's going to see that.
Yeah. And then you're just falling.
Yeah, he could be, like, if he retires, a year from now, he'll be in the same position his brother's in. And I'm sure Jason Kelce will probably have a similar thing, where it's just like, okay, let's calm down off Jason Kelce. But I think him and his brother doing stuff together raises both of them.
I can tell you, when they're both done, they're going to be exactly like Peyton and Eli. They're going to have their own, like, segment where they watch games and analyze shit.
Yeah, that will definitely happen. Last thing I've got in my notes, I'm sure there's some other things we didn't touch on, but... Ben Cleveland, Ravens offensive lineman, got arrested for DUI. Mm. Welcome to the University of Georgia. It's just what we do, baby.
Was he Was he a dog?
Yeah, he was a dog. Of course. Of course he was a dog. What do you mean? He was DUI. Dogs under the influence, man.
That's...
Yeah, so he joins a lineage of ravens that have broken laws. Justin Tucker, watch out. A lot more allegations coming his way. Continuously,
and he's just,
honestly,
like, it's at a point where it's like, it's been so many allegations and he's still denying it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's
when they keep piling on, it's a sign.
Yeah, but it's like this, it's the same thing. It's hard, even if like you didn't, I'll say,
well, yeah, we don't need to get into the nitty gritty of the situation.
We're not having another Trevor Bauer moment.
No, from what we know, Justin Tucker, bad guy. That's it. That's all we know.
Honestly, not even that good of a kicker anymore.
Anything we didn't touch on that's on this list, Nathan? You have this daunting list of headlines in front of us.
Yeah, I thought we'd see you like highlight some shit.
Yeah, they raised the salary cap to 290.
What about the one above it? Trey McBride's extension?
Yeah, and the Cardinals are going to take a big swing at free agency this year, and the goal of doing that is build around Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
That's the goal, and it's an interesting goal, but I liked what I saw from Kyler. He's getting back into his groove.
We talked about that, Nathan.
Yep.
Oh, sticking with the Cardinals, you think we could see him draft with the big pool of running backs, see him draft a running back to sort of, because I don't know if they...
I think they like Trey Benson.
They like him, but I don't think they... Was it? Who's the other guy?
Imari DiMarcado.
I don't think they're really sold on him.
Probably not. But I mean, James Conner is still going to be around for a few more years.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's weird. There's like...
Yeah, a lot of coaching moves to just like fill spots and whatnot have happened. I'm not too worried about
it. Did you see the way too early mock draft for one of the NFL guys who they had the Falcons taken?
No.
Your boy from Marshall.
Oh, baby. Mike Green.
Mike Green.
Oh, yeah. This was funny. Isaiah Bond said he's going to break Worthy's record at the combine. He ran like a 4.39.
Yeah, but people on the internet are fucking saying that that's slow. Like a
no, it's not. It's not slow.
Insanely
but
fast.
The fact that he's the one saying it, and then he got beat by his own teammate by a full tenth of a second.
Yeah, what, Golden Ren of what? 4.29.
4.29, second best at the combine this year.
Oh, them Texas boys.
But
are
also,
fast.
It didn't help Isaiah Bond that Daniel Jeremiah is on the coverage for the combine the night before, being like, "Oh yeah, Bond's gonna run like a 4.22." Why'd you say that, bro? Of course he wasn't gonna. You see who the Mets signed to a minor league deal right there? Jose Urania.
Oh, dude, I'm so hyped. I hope he becomes a starter.
I hope he gets to the majors. I hope we see him.
I think we've scored a total of like 55 runs and have hit like 13 home runs off of him. How many of that's just Acuna?
A lot. Yeah, a lot of guys with early injuries. Yeah, the Stanton stuff's weird. Comes into spring training, pain in both elbows. Weird.
Too much juice.
Weird. I know. Yeah, Trump said he's going to pardon Pete Rose, which... is stupid. Whatever. I did see that Rob Manfred is taking action to potentially clear Pete Rose's name, essentially. And try and get him into the Hall of
Fame.
That
just adds to it, bro. Give me Dominican Republic for the WBC.
Albert Pujols gonna manage the Dominican Republic in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. Dude, the World Baseball Classic can be so much fun.
If they don't win that, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
They have the best roster I think I've ever seen in the World Baseball Classic.
The White Sox still suck. Benintendi's going to be hurt. He sucked, too. It's probably best if he's not playing.
Yeah. That one's the one to look out for.
Yeah.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yep.
Sucks for Nito.
Also, did you guys see the Jake Berger stuff? He hit that home run after his, I think, 4-month-old daughter had open heart surgery.
Yes.
Yeah, he hits the home run with her, like, hospital bracelet on his arm. It's awesome.
Bryce already, Harper, bro. We just started in there. You make me cry.
Yeah, man. All right, well, that's all we got NFL, MLB-wise. We're going to talk about the combine now. I didn't get to catch a lot of, unfortunately, Saturday. I didn't get to watch a lot of running back, quarterback, wide receiver. I didn't get to watch a lot of that. So a lot of my thoughts here are kind of secondhand, or I caught the back end of the quarterback stuff. I got to watch pretty intently on Thursday. So I certainly have some opinions there. So I just have a list of standouts. The first part going to be from those edges, defensive linemen and linebackers. And you got to start off with James Pierce. James Pierce, unreal. For the defensive end and edge rushers, the numbers he put up were unbelievable. Sizes up so well, looks so good. Best decision he could have made was running a full workout, especially when Abdul Carter wasn't working out.
Yeah.
It made James Pierce look 10 times better. A 4.47 at his size is unbelievable. The 1.56 10-yard split is unreal. Yeah. That's the number that really jumped out to me.
Because when you look at James Pierce, he doesn't want scouts going back on the season because he didn't really have the season that he wanted to have.
Sure, but he still put up great
numbers. Yeah, he put up great numbers, but before the season, like all the early season projections, where he would be at, he wasn't doing those kind of numbers.
True.
So this full workout is showing the scouts that what he is now.
Yeah, yeah, and he's grown a lot. I can definitely say that. But he is damn good. Yeah, like the best edge rusher 40 by, what is that, 0.09 seconds? That's a huge difference. And especially, he's what, 6'4", 245? Like, it's unreal.
Like, yeah, like 6'5".
What? Six, 6'5", 245. Unbelievable. Next thing, Landon Jackson, one of my favorite guys to have watched at the Combine this year out of Arkansas, the edge rusher. Famous for the video of him when he was 15 years old. He was the guy that was smacking the bags.
Mm.
That was him at 15 years old. Now he's, it says 6'6". I think I saw 6'7", was what he actually measured in on someone's. Yeah, nah, he's not messing around. Alopecia wants to have, I think he said that once he gets to the league, he wants to have some kind of foundation for people with alopecia. But 6'7", 265.
The weight difference between him and Pierce?
Yeah, but the big difference to me, 40 and a half inch vertical.
That's insane.
7 more inches than James Pierce had on his vert. Unbelievable. 40 and a half is crazy. At his size, too. Easily one of my favorite guys to watch at the Combine. I watched all of his drills in his group. He was probably top 5 in every single thing they did. At least visually. I don't know about like how the numbers stack up for some of them, but unbelievable vert for him to get over 40. All right, next guy. Defensive lineman, Derek Harmon. Biggest thing I liked about Derek Harmon, pass rush drill was beautiful. The pass rush drill for him was absolutely amazing. Shamar Stewart, just going to continue to jump up boards over and over again. Shamar Stewart is going to jump up board. Yeah, Derek Harmon right there at a 4.95 40. Just fluid movement from the Oregon defensive lineman. Shamar Stewart, one of my favorites. If he falls to the Falcons, I think we should maybe go after him, even though I think we probably go for edge rather than interior. Man, he's a talent that's going to be hard to pass up on when you know you have defensive line problems. Honestly, he's a guy that you might see go to the 49ers as well. That's another team that's on the radar. Moving to some linebackers. My favorite linebacker was a guy that probably going to go late, probably just going to be a special teamer to start, but Kane Medrano from UCLA.
You already know who my favorite is. I don't even got to say it.
Yeah, well, we know you like Jahad Campbell. And I think Jahad Campbell was great, but he's lucky Jalen Walker wasn't working out. Because he would have had somebody that looked on pace with him if Jalen Walker was working out. He's going to hold off till Georgia's pro day. But Kane Medrano seriously impressed me. Ran the fastest combine, or ran the fastest 40 for any of the linebackers. I love the numbers. 6'3", 222, absolute dog. I just think he's going to be such a great special teamer. That's the biggest thing. He's going to start off on special teams. He's going to be a fucking animal. Jack Kaiser, also a beast. Just pure white guy linebacker, Jack Kaiser. Now on to some guys in the secondary. Nicky Menwori.
His combine was insane.
The best combine for anybody. Sorry, he's technically a safety. He's a DB, whatever. Absolutely unbelievable. A 4.38 ran, what, second fastest safety time. But, Nicky Menwori measured up perfect, too. Unbelievable. Just amazing at everything.
Yeah, he's way behind. But a lot of people ran the same numbers, so like 4.38.
Yeah. Yeah, but number one in all three.
Broad jumps
production. Yeah, production, athleticism score, total score, best of all safeties. Yeah, 11.6 broad
and
jumps.
And as a safety, ripped out 20 reps on bench.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
He's a fucking animal. That's a guy mid to early first round, 100%. Mason Taylor, tight end, dog. Mm. I didn't realize how high everybody else was on Mason Taylor until I got to like watching the combine. I was like, oh, everybody has him going in like the first round.
He beat us 2 years ago, bro.
Yeah, Mason Taylor's a dog.
Look at CJ up there, bro.
Dude, a lot of talent at tight end. Next guy I'm going to talk about right there at the top, Terrence Ferguson.
Yeah.
He jumped up my board so far. He might find himself in the first round because I think Elijah Arroyo really, really sucks that he didn't get to work out because he was hurt. He's going to drop out of the first round for sure. But like Warren and Loveland are the guaranteed first round guys. I think Ferguson's now in that conversation. 39-inch vertical on a tight end. Unbelievable.
And then go back and scroll Ferguson. Down at the bottom of the tight ends. It's kind of funny.
He's a blocker.
Third to worst.
Oh, third worst? Yeah, okay. Well, I can defend Gunnar Helm. He's actually in my letdowns category, but I don't want to drag him too much. He sprained his ankle on a false start on his 40 and then did his full combine after that.
That's a mistake.
But that's kind of dog.
Yeah.
Kind of a dog to sprain your ankle and then still do the whole combine.
You know why he's doing that? Is putting these numbers, and then when he has his pro day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His pro day is going to look amazing.
The jump's going to look insane.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Terrence Ferguson was definitely the tight end of the bunch that really caught
Harold
my
Fannin.
Eye.
Harold Fannin.
Yeah. Harold Fannin was fine. Not great, I would say.
A little overhyped, would you say?
I wouldn't say overhyped, but like he's not really a tight end like you would expect, but he's not like Kyle Pitts in the way that like he could just play wide receiver.
Yeah.
Fannin's got the hands, he's got the catching ability, and he's got breakaway speed, but 4.7, 140, he's not touching anybody in the wide receiver game.
You also got to think about like who he played in college.
Yeah. Definitely step down in MAC competition. Yeah, Terrence Ferguson, definitely my biggest riser out of the guys that ran at the combine. Then we go to another DB. I've got Maxwell Hairston. Mm. I mean, you run the fastest 40 of the week, you're going to get some love for sure. And he came into this, man, he's almost 6 foot. He's a little bit over 5'11". 183, came in a few more pounds heavier than he was, I think, prior that they thought he was at. So every single thing he did just jumps off the page, and I think it really helped him out. Probably going to be a late first rounder with that kind of speed.
How do we feel about Quincy Riley?
Quincy Riley?
From Louisville.
I like him.
Like his numbers don't really show how he can play.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's fair. That's fair. But I don't know. There's a lot of guys, the secondary, really, outside of Eman Wari, and then, of course, Hairston just really with the 40 in particular.
Also, you want to talk about a letdown, bro? Dorian Strong.
Dorian Strong was a huge letdown. The other letdown I have in the secondary was Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Why did he put on 9 more pounds since the Shrine Bowl? And then proceed to run a 4.53, which is just not good enough. Like, he's going to get drafted. I think he might have dropped to day 3.
Yeah.
After this. I really do. Yeah, athleticism score. Garbage. Garbage. I didn't like what he had. And I thought the Shrine Bowl lifted him up a ton. And this combine dragged him right back down.
Yeah. Same with Alexander from LSU. Brother, yeah. Especially running the gauntlet. Like, I know DBs don't normally run the gauntlet. I think they really just started doing that.
Yeah, they started doing it recently.
But he just looks uncoordinated.
Yeah. A lot of guys ran into that problem.
Boy from FSU looked good, though.
Oh, yeah. Azariah Thomas is going to be a first-rounder. Don't you worry. All right, we had to switch out the camera. I don't know why he's doing that. But, yeah, we had to switch out the camera. It overheated again. I probably shouldn't have run it for like 5 hours.
Yeah, probably not.
I was just testing it out to see how long it'd go, and but I figured it out.
You win some, long. You lose some. So
yeah, so we changed back to the old camera. Next week, we'll probably try the other camera again. But I'll try not to let it overheat.
Maybe try Thursday.
Yeah, we'll try it Thursday as well. But yeah, okay. We were at Matthew Golden. Absolutely loved everything Matthew Golden did at the combine. First of all, 4.29. What? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Outdoing Isaiah Bond, which I loved because I think Golden's a lot better Yeah. Hit a lot of things. So I love Matthew Golden. He's going to be a first rounder as well, most likely. Probably a late first. Going to be fun to watch. And I mean, 429. Can't deny that.
Some might say he's going to get drafted by the Chiefs.
I doubt it. I doubt the Chiefs draft him. I doubt he's even on the board for the Chiefs, but they're not going to go wide receiver. A lot of solid backups on display. A lot of solid backup quarterbacks for the future on display. I don't think more than three of the quarterbacks we saw work out will be starting in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not a good quarterback class. And I gotta call out Bucky Brooks from NFL Network. How in the hell is Jalen Milroe the number four quarterback on his list?
It amazes me.
Ahead of Ewers, Gabriel, and I don't even like Ewers that much, but he's ahead of Milroe. Gabriel. Honestly, at this point,
I would put Kyle McCord over Milroe.
Nah, I don't know about that. Maybe Riley Leonard. Maybe Seth Hennigan.
Someone really
from Memphis.
I swear, bro. Someone just said Riley Leonard over
Jalen Milroe. Yeah, I did. I mean, I haven't seen Jalen Milroe lead a 90-yard drive or whatever. 9 plays, all runs by him.
Yeah, because he'll just do it in 2. He'll get sacked for like 20 yards to the 1 yard line.
Throw an interception.
No, he'll get sacked to the 1 yard line, and then he'll just take off for a 99-yard touchdown run.
And then they'll lose to like South Carolina. They didn't lose to South Carolina. Yeah, we won. You would lose to a team like South Carolina.
But we won.
Against South Carolina, but not teams like South Carolina. Like Oklahoma? Yeah, what happened there? Don't bring up Florida State. I'll just go. What you got?
Next Gen Stats is doing the combine as well. Top speed for Matthew Golden was 23.57 miles per hour.
Not the fastest, I would assume.
I don't think so. I think there was one or two people who topped that. I'll check.
Pretty insane. Milroe, one of the guys that was on display, got the real hand measurement. It was actually good. Still a lot of glaring issues in the game, but I think that was definitely a lot better than what we saw from the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, Senior Bowl was bad.
Like, I mean,
skipping football.
There were some people saying that, like, he was, like, the winner out of the quarterback group from the combine just because of the way that the narrative's flipping on him.
I'm surprised he didn't run the 40.
He doesn't want anybody to think he wants to play wide receiver. That's the problem.
At this point, man, you're just trying to make it to the NFL.
Yeah.
As a college football player, I'm trying to make it to the NFL no matter what.
That's fair. Couple more guys. Bashul Tootin, standout for running backs.
How do we never say that name when we were talking about?
Because he played at Virginia Tech.
Gross.
Not much to talk about of a Virginia Tech.
He's gross, though.
Yeah, he's a dog. I mean, he led all running backs. I think he had the fastest 40, the highest vert, and the second highest broad jump.
Behind Trevion. I think it was Judkins.
Judkins had 11. The best broad jump, but... Yeah, unbelievable showing for Bashul Tootin, who certainly upped his draft stock here.
I'm sorry, brother. The last names just kills me.
Yeah, it's good. But this is a running back heavy draft. I mean, we're probably going to see 4 running backs in the first round.
Ashton.
Yeah, Cam. It'll be Ginty. No, not Scottaboo.
Really?
No, he'll probably be third rounder. I would say Ashton, Omarion Hampton, Trevion Henderson. And either Judkins or Johnson.
Bro, you know who had a really good combine? DJ Giddens.
DJ Giddens did have a great combine. I liked what I saw from him. Love that I've been on the DJ Giddens train all year with Kansas State. Love that I've been on that train because he looked good. What you got?
We got an update. 6 people hit a faster top speed.
Wow. Any of them like D line? Like
no, DBs and wide receivers only. Dante Thornton Jr.
That's the next one.
Jalen Smith, Jacob Parrish, Darian Porter, Isaiah Bond, and Maxwell Hairston, who led it off at 24.25 miles per hour.
Damn.
That is very fast.
Dante Thornton, by the way, 6'5", 4'3" flat.
Long steps, man.
Brother. Oh my God. Like watching it. Looked so fast.
Wish I had long legs.
Bro, he is just, he's going to be such a beast at wide receiver for some team. Huge hands, long arms, not a crazy good vert, but he's 6'5".
Yeah, but I feel like as a wide receiver, your vert needs to be higher than that.
No, not at his size. I feel like really? there's guys at his size that do not have that high of a vert. I mean, I don't even think Mike Evans has a good vert. He certainly doesn't have that good of a 40. I mean, Mike Evans ran like a 4.5.
Yeah, Mike Evans is Mike Evans.
Yeah, so maybe Dante Thornton's going to be the next Mike Evans. Who knows?
That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's crazy coming out of the combine and being like, yeah.
Walter Nolan was out here saying, I'm going to be the next Aaron Donald, and Aaron Donald was calling him being like, yeah, you're right.
Mike Evans' vert at the combine was 37.
That's not that big of a difference.
And he ran a 4.53.
4.53's ass.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's fucking garbage. Just saying.
Who is he, Tez Johnson?
No, Tez Johnson, just as bad. Actually, yeah, I think, did Tez Johnson run that exact same? Okay. Yeah, no, Tez Johnson.
You said 5.4?
4.54.
Okay.
Yeah, Tez Johnson, we'll lead off the letdowns list with Tez Johnson. Also, Josh Connerly, I forgot to say, he looked outstanding.
Should we put me and Grayson through the combine?
No.
I kind of want to do it. It'd be fun.
Can we not do bench press? It's going to be embarrassing. My arms can't.
Nah, bro, that's where I'm
going
to throw.
No, dude, I got too many elbow and shoulder problems to bench press. It'll genuinely, like, disable
bro,
me.
I'm not even trying. Like, it's just pulsing. Bro, it wants to bench so
you're
bad.
Literally fucking.
It wants to bench so bad.
I hope that the drop in camera quality means we can't tell what that looked like. Yeah, we're starting off the letdowns with Tez Johnson. If you're going to be that small, you got to be fast. And he was not fast at all. He literally came in 2 pounds lighter than the Senior Bowl.
He's still going to find a way on the Broncos.
Probably.
He'll probably do a lot better at his pro day.
Yeah, biggest letdown, honestly, of the week was not getting to see the presumptive probably top three players in the draft even work out.
Well,
I mean, that
one's
sucks.
Hurt, so
yeah, Abdul Carter had a reason. Cam Ward and Shador were just there to have fun.
Abdul Carter even said he would have worked out if he was healthy.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's not like he needs to help his draft stock.
Quarterbacks are just prima donnas.
That's fair. Yeah, it does suck that half the quarterbacks do nothing or like a few things.
Like,
sucks.
Shador's gonna come in and talk all this shit.
Yeah.
I hope he has the worst pro day I've ever seen.
Three combines from the quarterbacks. And Tyler Shuck was electric, though. Only guy in his group to run. So he just had to run and then just like wait so that he could get some
get
breath.
Rest. Yeah.
And then did it again and beat his time, which is great.
I feel like unless you are hurt, you need to do it. Like, you need to go through your
I don't workout. Think you have to run the 40.
It depends
but you
on
should
your
at
position.
Least have to. If you're a quarterback, you should at least have to throw.
It depends on your position.
Yeah, but then again, like if they didn't have the choice, they would just be like, "I'm hurt."
I don't know. I feel like it's ruining the combine.
Maybe, but also like, who cares? You're gonna see the same things at pro days, and for NFL scouts, that doesn't really. They really the combine's for the interviews, and it's nice to find at least.
You're diamond in the rough.
Especially if it's the first couple picks of the draft. It comes down to the interviews. It's not about what happens on the field at that point. Couple other letdowns. Caleb Johnson running a very underwhelming 4.57.
It's a Michigan player, bro. Donovan Edwards looked like he had center blocks on his feet.
Well, Caleb Johnson's the Iowa guy.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking of Will Johnson.
Oh, Will Johnson is the corner. He didn't work out, I don't think.
Raheem. I didn't even see he ran.
Yeah. Yeah, Caleb Johnson, really underwhelming for the kind of back that he is.
Yeah, what about Ollie?
Yeah, Ollie Gordon, man.
Bentley, bro, isn't he like 35?
No, he's the fourth.
So, you can be 35 and still be the fourth.
Yeah, also Will Campbell, offensive lineman, thought he was just fine. He was all right. I don't like him. I don't know what it is about him I don't like.
Ain't nothing too special.
No.
Look at Tate. Big
Tate
dog
Radley,
moving.
4.97, 40.
Beating out Will Campbell.
Yeah. Also, Ariante, one of my favorite names out there. Just the spelling. Oh. Torricelli Simpkins III. Fantastic. But scroll back up
for
Ariante.
Tyler Booker, for his size, was moving.
Look at that spelling of Ariante Ursary.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. That guy's a fucking dog. Armand Mbemo. Unbelievable. 6'4", 332.
Nathan
ran a 4.91.
Damn, 9.7 broad jump's not bad.
No, not at all. 34-inch vert, crazy.
Nathan, go back. I want to see what Tyler Booker's stats was. All the way at the bottom. Second to last.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big boy.
Like, yeah, yeah. He's 6'5", 321. Yes, he does. Tyler Booker, I think, was one of the guys that people said that did not have a great combine.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, a couple brutal numbers there on the results, but
that's a good 10-yard split, though.
It'll be all right. It'll be fine.
1.96.
To be honest, nobody's really judging a top-tier offensive lineman on their combine numbers.
No. For
a
lineman, they're going to pull tape.
Worst 10-yard split of all offensive linemen by a lot.
Oh.
So, just a slow starter.
My bad.
Slow start. Just had to get up to speed.
I thought it was a decent one. As you can see, I never ran a 40.
Yeah, I haven't either. Okay, that's all I've got for the combine. Nathan's pulling something up before we get into our NL West preview. What is it? Hurry.
Fastest top speed out of the offensive linemen. Armand Membo.
Nice.
20.28 miles per hour during the 40.
That's fast.
Shout out Missouri.
Only two other guys ran over 20 miles per hour, and it was Will Campbell with 20.05 and Jonah, that guy from Arizona, 20.02.
Nice.
I'll let you guys try to pronounce this. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to give it a try. Yeah, Colin, you got that?
Good luck.
I think I've got it. Savianea.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah. But you're going to ask that?
But the thing is, I think it's a Savane.
Look at that hand, bro.
Savania. Or it's like
10-inch, 10 and a quarter inch hand?
Because wouldn't that's the like, V-A-I, like, maybe. Savane?
I think it's Savai.
Savai.
Yeah.
Savania. Oh, wow.
Savianea. Savianea. I think it's Savianea. That sounds right.
All right, enough combine.
Here you go. Fun stat for you real baseball. Quick before we move on, since you said he's got massive hands with 10.14 inches. Giannis Antetokounmpo's hand from palm to middle finger is almost that size.
Wow. And this is pinky to thumb,
yeah,
by the way. 10-inch hand, pinky to thumb. I think,
could you imagine
I think mine's close to what Milrow had the first time.
Could you imagine a quarterback or a receiver had like Giannis or Kawhi or Wemby sized hands? Because Giannis's hands.
Dude, they'd be catching it tip to tip like this.
What?
What?
You know what I'm saying?
So Giannis from pinky to thumb is a foot.
Jeez.
12 inches.
Bro, imagine. Monster. Yeah. Yeah, no, like literally, that's like that.
Monster.
Is one hand. Unbelievable. Okay, are we ready to talk about baseball now?
A little bit.
The camera's not going to overheat.
Damn it.
We can just talk about baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
I've had enough. I don't want to talk about baseball anymore.
All right, the NL West.
Boo, worst division in the National League.
It's only three. And I think the Central would beg to differ.
I meant like that I like to watch.
That's fair. And also, who wants to stay up until 10 o'clock
right?
to watch and the first pitch of these games?
Fuck the Dodgers.
Yeah, and all the rest of these teams except the Rockies. Go Rockies.
I don't hate the Diamondbacks.
Go Rockies.
Brendan Doyle.
Yeah. Brendan Doyle. Chris Bryant still exists.
Charlie Blackman still exists.
Nope. Retired.
Did he?
Yep.
Last year?
Yeah, end of last year. Yep. He retired. Okay. NL West standings prediction. We're going 1-5 or 5-1?
5-1.
Okay.
Rockies.
Rockies. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going D-backs fourth.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going Padres fourth.
I like Corbin Burns. I don't like anybody else in that rotation except Zach Gallen.
I think Padres are just going to fucking crumble.
I don't know. I like him. I like Cease a lot this year.
He looks homeless.
Yeah, I know. That's what I like. I like he looks scruffy.
Looks like he's ready for battle.
Yeah, dude. He looks like he's about to go to war. He looks like he's coming back from war. And also, Michael King as well, if he stays around. Honestly, the Padres could trade off like their entire roster as well before the season even starts, and then these predictions go out the window. But, yeah, I don't know. I like the Padres, but number three in the division, who do you got?
Giants.
Same. I got the Giants as well.
They'll be a little bit better than last year, but they're still not there.
The Giants are 3. For sure. I got Padres 2. I would assume you have the D-backs 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Dodgers are number 1. They're, we're looking at the win totals right now. The Dodgers have a 104.5 win total.
That's unbelievable. Smashing the over.
Nah.
Smashing the over.
Nah. Think about it. The whole pitching staff's going to get hurt.
They have enough backups from the bullpen to the starting rotation.
I mean, Bobby Miller's got a hole in his head. Clayton Kershaw is 5,000 years old. You're not throwing it. You're not going to give it to those guys. Glasnow hurts himself again.
What about when you finally have a fully healthy Dustin May?
That's never happening. I'm sorry. He's going to eat something else this spring. It's going to scratch up his esophagus, and we're going to have this whole fucking problem again, if I had to guess. Something will happen to Dustin May, and I wish that was not the case, but I can't keep believing he even exists at this point.
Listen, brother, Dodgers, they traded away Gavin Lux because they could.
Yeah, for fun. And they're just like, oh, we trade away Gavin Lux? Okay, let's just let Mookie Betts start at shortstop.
Same with fucking...
They also signed Michael Conforto,
which
if he decides to be good, that's a problem.
He's scrappy. Easily fill
their outfield. Their outfield is going to be.
They still have Teoscar.
Yeah, their outfield left to right, Conforto, Edmund, and then Hernandez,
and then Shohei DH.
Weird ass outfield. Shohei's going to DH. Mookie at shortstop, second base. I got no clue who's technically going to be the second baseman. I think Hye-Seong Kim ends up being the second baseman.
I forgot he went to the fucking Dodgers.
Yeah, Hye-Seong Kim, the guy who came from Korea this offseason. Hye-Seong Kim, a Ray.
Yes.
Very confusing.
Wow.
Both Korean middle infielders.
They also have Miguel Rojas.
Yeah, Miguel Rojas is also still there. I think there's a few other guys on the roster that play middle infield. Edmund can also play middle infield.
Is Muncy their third person?
Yeah, Muncy's still there. Muncy.
Remember when he was a second baseman?
Yeah, also, we didn't even say Freddie Freeman's name yet.
Yeah, but that's just fucking...
Yeah.
He's there.
He's going to do his thing. We'll talk about it in a minute. I don't want to talk about the standings prediction, but do we think Freddie's going to take a step back? Do we think Freddie or Mookie takes a step back first?
Probably Mookie.
Okay.
Freddie, I just feel like he's more consistent at the plate.
Yeah.
And in the field.
Dark horse to win this division. Seems like you really like the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, but dark horse, even though I put them at 4th, is the Padres.
Okay. My dark horse is the Giants.
They're that team that can either fully fucking crumble, or they can just ball out and play as they're expected with the talent that they have.
That's fair.
And if we can get a fully fucking lineup for Tatis that is just like MVP Tatis, then it can move mountains.
Yeah, my biggest thing for the Giants is that
their lineup is so broken.
I love it. I think there's so many little things around this lineup.
Are you putting your faith in Matt Chapman this year?
I'm putting my chips back in on Matt Chapman.
Do you think Tyler Fitzgerald's too low in the lineup?
Maybe. We'll have to see how things go. I love seeing Patrick Bailey down at the bottom. I know he's not a great hitter. Fantastic catcher, though. And Willie Adames, first season in San Fran, I think he's going to be pretty good. Younghoe Lee, very high expectations for him. Last year, I thought he was going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate, got hurt early in the season. I even said this to Luke when he was here earlier. I really wanted for him to still have his rookie status so I could just be like Rookie of the Year for him. But yeah, no,
I feel like
lost his rookie status.
Crazy, and I might get a lot of shade for it, but switch Tyler Fitzgerald and Matt Chapman. Tyler Fitzgerald just has
Chapman
more
can't
pop.
Drop that far. Chapman can drop down to 5.
I don't know. Chapman kind of blows dick.
Nah, he's still there. He's still there. You just haven't been watching the Giants.
That's because their games come on too late at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're grown ass adults, bro.
That's a good point. Still a great 27 home runs out of Chapman last year.
Nice.
And with a shit team, too. 78 RBIs. Not bad.
15 stolen bases.
Not bad. Not bad. Shout out Cal State Fullerton. So your dark horse is the Padres, which is fair. I love their rotation, by the way. Yeah. Verlander looks hot. He looks like a great coach right now.
For the Giants, which is awesome.
That 17-year-old prospect had nothing on him today. Yeah.
Dude, there's a kid, I forget what team he's pitching in college. I think it might be Auburn. I don't know. Orange college team.
Okay.
That's not Tennessee. Maybe literally, Clemson. It's just total. It's like, this isn't even in comparison to Verlander or anything. Has the same pitching motion, arm slot, everything, timing as Trevor Bauer.
I saw this guy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know which team he's on,
like,
but yeah.
Same, like,
oh, it's
like
crazy.
Identical.
Absolutely crazy.
It was like, I wonder who his favorite pitcher was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like what the Padres have, but they're in such a weird spot with their salary that, like, I don't even know if half these guys are going to be on the team. Also, Connor Joe and Jason Hayward and Elias Diaz being in a lineup in this year is crazy.
Bro, Connor Joe is not, he's good.
No.
He was like one of the shining spots for fucking, he was on Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he was. He was not a shining spot.
For the Pirates?
Connor Joe's not. He's not a great player. He's not a contending
team DH.
Because
he was on the
fucking
Pirates.
But he was bad there, too. Put up numbers and I'll care. That's how I am. And Connor Joe's just not a needle mover whatsoever.
Right, you don't want all-star MVP Elias Diaz?
I don't give a fuck that Elias Diaz hit one home run in his home ballpark.
Got him a car.
Lame as hell. But I love the top of the order. Arias is going to get on
Jason Hayward's just that guy, bro.
Yeah.
He didn't look bad with the Dodgers.
I love Tatis at two. I don't know how I feel about Jackson Merrill hitting a cleanup. It doesn't seem right.
You think switch him and Machado?
I think so. But also, Machado's on the decline. And Bogarts.
Okay. I would somehow put Crony over Bogarts, yeah. But they want the lefty-righty separation.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I don't hate the lineup. I just, it's weird.
Fucking Nick Pivetta.
That Nick Pivetta signing is so weird to me because he kind of got paid.
Yeah. But, and like, he's like the most hit or miss pitcher,
I think,
in all of baseball.
Yeah. It is kind of weird to see Yu Darvish third in that rotation. But Michael King certainly earned his spot.
Yeah. Did they get rid of Joe Musgrove?
Yeah. I think so.
Huh.
I don't know where he went. But
I'm going to be honest.
He's been pretty bad.
I don't know who Randy Vasquez is.
Me neither. Cy Young candidates while we're talking about pitchers. Who are your Cy Young candidates from the division?
Zach Gallen.
Yep.
Yoshi.
Corbin Burns.
Wow.
Yeah. Corbin Burns and Zach Gallen. And yeah, oh yeah. Not Tony Gonsolin. But
I'm not putting Roki in there.
I will. I'll put Roki in there. Guy's unbelievable.
I think Yoshi will win it before Roki.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I like Yoshi that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's rewind to the last year.
I mean, the numbers weren't great last year.
You're fucking glazing him.
I was glazing him. So now I'm going to do that to Roki, and
he's
going to suck.
You were a Yoshi glazer, bro.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure all five of them.
I think all five of them. I don't know. Gonsolin
throws gas.
He throws gas. I don't know if he's tapping 100. Snell can do it every now and then. Yoshi definitely can.
Glasnow does it with ease.
Yeah. Yeah, Roki's crazy. But if you put Shohei up there, he can.
Oh, look, there's the projected Dodgers lineup. Let's look at it.
Andy fucking Páez, bro. Get out of here. He ain't playing center field. It's Páez. Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate that lineup.
No, not at all. I mean, if you would have told me in like 2019 Michael Conforto was batting seventh in somebody's lineup, I would have called you crazy.
Yeah, bro, that's a 2-3 hole for sure.
Yeah. And Edmund. I mean, Tommy Edmund was great in like 2021.
Yeah, back in the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Rest of my Cy Young candidates, Logan Webb.
Yeah.
I think he's got to get some credit finally.
Logan Webb is like the only one from the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Verlander's past his prime.
But. Unless he just like recharges.
Robbie Ray could be back in the conversation. That's just not happening.
Wasn't Jordan Hicks a closer?
He's moved all over the place.
But like for the Cardinals,
yeah,
wasn't he a closer?
Yeah, well, he was at least a reliever.
And we don't have to.
Herman Marquez, what a fall from grace.
If Austin Gomber is still in your fucking starting rotation, you're doing something wrong.
Last two I've got is Cease and Michael King, but that would mean that one of them has to actually stay there for this division.
Man, then go back down. I'm so high on that motherfucker batting eighth in the DH spot.
Jordan Beck?
Yes.
Okay.
From the University of Tennessee, brother.
Okay.
Dog.
Little preview for me and Luke's episode on Friday, I'm so high on Lawrence Butler.
Dude, he's
insane. Want that man on the Braves so bad. I need Jurickson and Profar to not pan out, so we trade for Lawrence Butler.
Georgia boy.
I need him. I need Michael Harris and Lawrence Butler in the outfield together, bro. Oh, my God. It would be amazing.
How is Chris Bryant still batting four?
How is Chris Bryant still playing the game, bro?
Why is Toglia, what is it?
Michael Toglia, I think. Toglia.
Toglia. How? Why is he not fourth? He has a lot more pop than Chris Bryant.
Yeah, but he was not very good when he came up last year.
Four-hole doesn't have to be very good. They just have to have the most pop.
It's true. Jacob Stallings kind of an odd career. He was promising in Pittsburgh.
I'm pretty sure the three teams he's been on, Pittsburgh.
Three the worst.
Marlins like and the Rockies.
Yeah, brutal. Brutal teams. Okay, MVP candidates out of this division.
Oh, fuck.
The first three batters in the Dodgers lineup.
Yep, Shohei, Freddie, Betts, Tatis.
Yep.
I'm
throwing Jackson Merrill in the mix.
Yeah, I'll throw Merrill in there.
And I think, so it's kind of crazy. Last year I said Corbin Carroll would have a sophomore slump. He did. I do think he bounces back this year. I think Ketel Marte drops down. Wow. Last year, MVP candidate finals.
I'm keeping Ketel up there.
I don't know. I'm not that high on Ketel.
He is so good.
But I do think Corbin Carroll gets right back to where he was rookie year.
Yeah.
I think Jackson Merrill kick out the sophomore slump for him.
Dude, I want Gurriel to fucking keep balling out, bro.
He's not going to be MVP
guy,
but
I want him to just keep balling out.
Yeah. And then Willie Adames, I threw in there just because I think the Giants could be really good. And if they are, he's going to be there.
You got to put a Giant
in
there.
Yeah, because just in case they are good, one guy's going to have amazing numbers, if I had to guess, and it'd be him.
Yo, crazy pool. Give me Yaz.
Mike Yastrzemski is not winning an MVP.
Give me Yaz.
Mike Yastrzemski is not getting an MVP vote.
Give me Yaz. All right, who's our Rocky pick?
Who's that guy that was doing the crazy ass celebrations in the spring training game? Give me that guy.
Is that the pitcher? The one?
Yeah. Dude, I saw a video of some high school kid trying to do it and everybody was clowning him. Yeah. Yeah. The stick figure version.
What the fuck you pull up, bro?
The news. Yeah. Whatever that guy is, he's probably got the best chance.
Definitely not Kyle Freeland.
No, definitely not. Yeah, I don't think there's any.
You know,
else
you have problems when he's your number one.
Oh yeah, big time.
You can't call up a prospect.
Rookie of the year, I think there's only two: Roki and then Jordan Lawler. If he comes up,
did he not come up last year at all?
I think he might have at the end,
but he's not rookie status.
I think so. Unfortunately, Young Ho Lee lost his rookie status last season.
Is Beck still classified as a rookie? I can't remember if he played. I know he played a little bit last year. I just don't know how much he played.
I don't think he is. I mean, I can.
If he still does have rookie status, I'm taking him.
You're talking about Jordan Beck.
Yeah. What is this?
Those are prospects. Yeah, prospect rankings. Yeah, I mean the NL West just doesn't have a lot of prospects. I mean Roki, obviously, and then Lawler. That's really it.
Also, did you see
Jordan Beck exceeded his rookie status last year?
Fuck. Leo,
played 55 games last year. Big league level. Didn't realize. Yeah, like Eldridge, Dolander, they're not coming up yet.
Nah.
Eldridge could.
You don't think Chase could?
I don't think, with how bad
the pitching is for the Rockies?
Maybe. Yeah, Dolander could come up. Condon's not coming up yet. He's got a little more time to go. DePaul is not coming up. No. Yeah, I mean, like, the NL West just not good crop of rookies this year.
Not at all.
Most likely it is going to be for the whole, you know, NL. It'll probably be Roki Sasaki. But this is definitely the least talent for rookies. That's true. Dylan Cruz could definitely be there. But
we'll talk about that when we talk about the NL East.
2 weeks from now.
Oh, we're ending with the East. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That hurts my heart.
All right. Well, I think that is... what do you got, Nathan?
I want you guys to do... obviously not gambling advice, but they have their season win totals.
Okay.
I want you guys to do over-under for each team real quick.
Yeah. Rockies, under 59.5.
You're taking the under?
Yeah. I like what Clay Davenport had to say there.
Yeah, I'm honestly down, but that team is a fucking, I'll quote
it. Oh, it's bad.
Dumpster fire.
So bad. Give me like 110 losses.
They might be the worst team in all of Major League Baseball this year.
Worse than the White Sox?
Yes.
And maybe. The Athletics?
White Sox
Definitely worse than the Athletics. I think the Angels might be worse than the Athletics.
Have hope. Actually have a decent season.
I am looking at your quote still that says, don't sleep this year, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
For when?
That was January 19th you said about the Athletics.
Yeah, dude, I love the Athletics and what they're building.
I love Lawrence Butler and Brent.
What about the Giants, 79.5?
I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, I think I will too.
I think they're going to end in the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Maybe like 81, 82.
Both those things have them going 500.
Yeah.
I got like 81, 82.
Right, yeah. Padres, 85.5. What do you guys got?
I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I'm going under as well because I have them finishing fourth in my division, so I'm taking the under as well. I think they're just going to lose a lot of key division games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Diamondbacks, 86.
Taking the under as well. Going under on all of them, if you couldn't tell.
To play in, but yeah. You also get to play the Rockies a bunch.
I'm going to take the over on Diamondbacks.
I'm going over on all but the Giants and Dodgers. So Diamondbacks, Padres, Rockies, give me the under. But
and Dodgers, 104 and
taking
a half.
The over. Might as well.
Bro, you were clowning me literally earlier.
I know I was
clowning
you for it, but like...
The more you sit here,
but
no.
I was clowning you for thinking that like a win total of 104.5 before the season has even started makes sense. But like, I'd still take it out. I mean, it's just crazy to see.
Yes,
that a team is. You would lose money if you said that the Dodgers are going to win 104 games,
which is crazy.
That's insane. That's the part that I can't grasp.
Betting odds for the division winners?
Yeah, Dodgers.
Put me down for the Rockies.
throw a dollar down on the Rockies.
Yeah.
Not gambling advice.
Could you imagine like watching the season, you're like, oh, Rockies are in first. And 2 weeks left, Rockies just clinched the division.
After they're the only team to have played a game.
Yeah, after like all the other teams die.
I think if I did that, I would have to not watch baseball until the season was over.
Yeah, good luck.
And I like you're not allowed to check wins, losses, anything.
Oh no!
Give me 162 games of not paying attention.
I'll pass on that. I'd like to watch baseball.
I can't go to any games and because then I'll look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, how far in are we? 1 hour. What game should we play?
Batter up. I've been itching, bro. I've been loving itching for batter up.
Should we take a pause and like get it on screen for everybody? Okay. Yeah, let's take a pause. We'll be back in just a second. All right, batter up, Colin. What are we thinking?
Bye-bye.
Got a lefty. Solid swing.
Reaches.
High hands. Big leg kick, too.
Well, we can just throw out a lefty just to try to find a division. Let's try Lamonte Wade Jr.
I don't hate it. I'm so out of swing here. So.
All right, NL outfielder. American.
I would assume Young.
It's either in the Central or the East.
Yeah.
It's not Michael Harris, right? That's not his swing. Is it? Or Kelnick?
That? I don't think Kelnick holds his hands that high.
Sure. You positive?
I mean, we could try it.
Yeah, if I could throw it out there.
Let's do Kelenic. I don't know if that's Harris, but I think it could be Kelenic.
L-E.
There he is.
Okay.
So it's the Central. And it's an outfielder.
Right. Is this...
Scroll back up.
Is this Burleson from the Cardinals?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. I'm not familiar with that name.
Dude, Alec Burleson.
I mean, give it a whirl. Fuck it.
Oh.
Okay. Not the age.
Not the Cardinals, so it's a center fielder.
I think in the low jersey number, it looks like.
This isn't Pete Crow, is it?
Oh, it could be PCA. Yeah, I think it's PCA. Pete Crow Armstrong.
No way.
Oh, what? So it's either a pirate or a red. Okay. Who? It's not Brian Reynolds, right? He's a switch hitter, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he still playing center, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the center fielder for the Reds is...
No. Farmer? No, he's a shortstop, right?
Yeah. I'd be down to try Reynolds, just to see.
Try Brian Reynolds.
If they throw a switch hitter in here, that's crazy.
Yeah, that would be wild. Brian. You had it right. Yeah. Reynolds, R-E-Y.
No way, right? It's not the Pirates.
It's the Reds. It's the only team that's left, and we got one guess.
Brewers?
Oh, fuck. Forgot about the Brewers. Shit. Who's their center fielder? Not Chirios and...
No,
Warner? Wait, no. It's not Chirio. Chirio's too young. This guy's 26.
Yeah.
Who is the center fielder in Cincinnati? Because I do think it's Cincinnati.
Frelick, right? Frelick? Sal?
Fuck. Dude, I'm so out lefty. Of it for baseball. Yeah.
Fucking rip that.
Frelick.
I think this is.
I feel like a casual.
Too.
It is. I feel like a real casual right now.
Oh my!
Wait, is that I am? Is that Garrett Mitchell? Fuck!
Damn!
I forgot he was even there.
Crazy.
No.
Wait, scroll down real quick. More. Is Frelick not their center fielder?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's fucking run it again.
Yeah. I'm really bad at this, dude, just so everybody knows.
That's just like...
I'm so far out of it.
The lefties are
harder
than the righties for me.
Yeah. A lot of lefties
just swing... Just do random batter.
So
random.
Similar. Fucking lefty again. Wait,
okay, long...
That looks like...
Long hair.
Is that,
Dude, you know he doesn't play anymore, but you know what this swing reminds me of? Freddie Galvis.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair. Nah, he's lanky. This guy's lanky. I mean, wait, is Ellie a switch? Or a lefty? That could definitely be Ellie. Looks lanky. Long hair.
I don't know.
I think it could be Ellie.
You
could
get
be...
first guess, because I got...
Let's do Ellie De La Cruz. I think he's lefty.
I about could be O'Neal? Wrong.
That was my other guess, is O'Neal Cruz. Okay, it's neither of them.
It's an AL player.
Is Lawrence Butler a lefty?
He is.
He's got long hair.
Scroll down. It's an outfielder.
Let's run Lawrence Butler. Young guy, too. I think Lawrence Butler's 24.
Hey!
Hey! Come to Atlanta, please! Please!
Rip AirPod users.
That's a beautiful switch.
Nathan, at the bottom, go down and unclick show on launch. Yeah. Oh, big boy.
Oh. Is that Burger?
I think. Now, is that Muncy?
I don't know. Is Burger lefty or righty?
Righty.
He's righty. Okay. It does kind of
look. I think that's Muncy.
Yeah, give it Muncy.
The way he squats down.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a lot of big guys like that swing lefty. Bang. Killer. Killer. I think all these are from, like, the last couple of years.
This shit's fire.
Yeah. Okay, a righty. That's nice.
Is that Machado?
I don't hate that.
The way he
yeah,
leans
not a
back.
Big leg kick, lean back.
No. Mm.
Older guy, though.
Infielder. I'm thinking first baseman.
Wait. Something about that. Just looked really familiar for a second. But I can't.
You think that's Acuña?
No. Well, it's an infielder. But
oh, yeah, that's right. That's not Orlando, is it?
It feels like maybe that's the swing that I think looks familiar. Yeah, run Orlando Arcia.
That might be Orlando Arcia. I'm
it's
not
American
lie.
Either, so. Dang! Dude, I knew something looked so familiar about that swing. Great pull right there, man.
All right, a couple more.
Yeah, I'll do one or two more.
You don't want to do a pitching one.
God, these goddamn lefties. Yeah, I saw some long hair.
Oh, wait, that little...
wicked swing.
The little feet switch.
I don't think I've got anything for this dude.
Really?
Yeah. That stance looks odd.
Throw out Benintendi. I don't think that's him, but... Okay, I'll...
American outfielder. That's about all we got in the NL. The hair should be something we're thinking about here.
Yeah. It's no one on the Braves.
No.
I don't think it's anyone on the Marlins.
I don't know anybody on the Marlins.
Could it be James Wood?
Does he have the hair?
He's got like some dreads.
Yeah, I feel like Wood looks bigger in the box than that. That doesn't look like a tall guy stance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And doesn't Wood play? Has he been playing first or playing right field?
Pretty sure he's been in left.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, you got this next.
Jeff McNeil doesn't have long enough hair for that, yeah?
McNeil's second baseman.
Well, he plays outfield sometimes. Yeah. So I wasn't sure if they'll count that.
It's not the flying squirrel.
Okay. I just hope this is not an NL Central player. Or else I'm fucked.
Just throw out a guess.
I got fucking nothing.
Just throw out an NL outfielder that's lefty that you can think of.
Dude, that's the problem. I told you, dude, I'm out of practice. I haven't watched
enough Nathan, baseball, you got a guess? Man.
Nathan will never have a guess for any of these, I think.
Nolan Jones. Just kidding. Don't actually do it. Don't actually do it.
Just do it. I need to figure out his age and the division.
Well, I know it's not Nolan Jones.
I don't care. There we go. NL West, younger-ish, maybe. Center or right field. So NL West helps a lot.
It's not Corbin, is it?
I don't think he has long enough hair.
He's got...
He did. He doesn't anymore.
They might be,
he didn't last they might year. Be trying he did 2 years ago.
I don't,
does it's, Corbin keep his hands that high?
It's no one on the Dodgers.
No. No. Maybe you scroll it's, back up, please.
I'm trying to think of the Giants.
It's not Yastrzemski.
No.
He's it, righty. Oh, God, man. What about the hair? Is Raimel Tapia a lefty?
Oh, yeah.
Can we run Raimel Tapia? T-A-P-A-I.
Man tried to spell his first name.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, bro.
Oh, he's just not.
He might not be in there.
Tovar?
Ezekiel Tovar? Maybe. Fuck it. I mean.
Oh, wait, it's not a Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. Oh, yeah. US. Fuck. Okay. That was a bit of a step in the back in the wrong direction. Giants. Diamond. I guess, should we run Carroll?
Sure. Might as well.
American, relatively young outfielder.
Yeah.
Two R's. Two L's. Ooh. Oh, it is a D-back. Oh, wait.
Center fielder.
Jake McCarthy? Is that his name?
It might be. If he's their center fielder.
I think so. Please. Yes!
Good work,
Jake
Kurtz.
McCarthy.
All right, let's do a pitching one, and then we'll call
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Whoa. What? No, don't do a team. That's way too easy.
Strike
I say that, we'd still fucking suck. But.
No, if lefty.
Long hair.
Oh.
It's not.
Yeah, I feel like he throws gas.
Is Strom a lefty? He's got the long hair.
I don't hate that.
Matt Strom? Come on. Strahm. Come on.
Oh, relief pitcher, though.
Okay. Hader's a lefty with long hair. Doesn't have long
not
hair
in the
anymore.
US. Not in the U.S.
Not in the U.S. Okay. Whoa, that really throws things off.
Or a leaf pitcher.
Could be a Canadian. Could be a Canadian.
Oh, yeah? Who's a lefty Canadian in the bullpen?
It's a question of the day. Shit.
This is tough.
It's really tough. I thought we had something strong.
Could
man.
Be Australian.
Could be Australian. It's not Peter Moylan.
I'm just trying to think of lefties. We say it's in the NL, right? Or the AL?
It's in the AL. AL lefty in the pen. He was looking for the velo, or maybe he got hit.
That'd be kind of devious if it was a hit.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just a strikeout, Selly. Man. Lefty.
So break it down by division.
He's got the long hair.
Looks pretty tall.
Yeah. I just, man, if it's not like a great reliever, I got no chance.
Yeah, I kind of want to do a different one. This one sucks. We need to try to at least find a team.
Yeah.
I guess just... Is Hader American?
Yep. He is American.
We could try to find a division, though, at least.
Yeah, yeah, run Hader. He's in the AL, right?
Yeah, he's with the Astros.
Okay, yeah. Okay, round three. L East. Talking people that play baseball.
I hate this one.
Feels like a fucking Blue Jay.
Evan, let's do a different one. I don't want to do this one.
Yeah, I hate this.
I give up.
This guy sucks.
I give up. Is there a give up button?
Yeah, is there a give up? Because I would like to know who it is.
Just type in random ass names.
Well, that's not going to help.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Perfect. Definitely not.
Oh, it's the AL East.
Oh. It's an Oriole. Okay, wait. Maybe we're somewhere. Keegan Aiken. Who else?
Can you think of a lefty that threw absolute gas? Yennier Cano wasn't. Was he a righty or a lefty?
He's a lefty. No. No, he's not.
Just type Cano.
Yeah, just type. Yeah, Yennier Cano. Oh, shit. Oh, it's also a Cuban? That doesn't help.
Wait, Cano's not a starting pitcher.
Yeah, wait, that's crazy.
What?
Do we know a Cuban relief pitcher on the Orioles? No. Okay. I mean, I got nothing. He is Cuban. Who is it?
Yeah.
Stionel Perez? Yeah, fuck off, dude.
Not guessing him.
Yeah, it was a Selly. That's why.
All right, we have to get one.
Yeah, we got to get one strike zone.
Whoa.
I think it's just
telling you all the teams. That...
It's going to get too detailed, man. Wait, why do I not know who the fuck that is? Super tall. Righty.
Is this old?
Oh, it could be.
To where, like, that could be Morton?
It does look like Morton. Throw Charlie Morton out there. He does do that kind of, like, tense.
Mortoon?
No.
Oh, it is current.
Okay.
Ooh.
Relief. Come on, Grayson.
Dude,
is this Pierce Johnson?
Very well could be. Wait, it's not even a Brave. How the fuck does this shit work?
Is it an old Brave player?
Oh, yeah. It is in the AL, isn't it?
Wait, go up. Why does that look like Clay Holmes?
Fuck. Give us a real one, dude.
Rip Clay Holmes and then call it a day.
What? Not even in the system. I think you can only choose from former Braves or current or former Braves.
Wow. Yeah, it's
Colby Allard? I think he's a lefty.
Yeah, Colby Allard's a lefty. No, thank you. Another lefty.
I mean, I think this goes back in the day, too. Why was Freddie Freeman an option?
He did pitch.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's insane.
Wild.
Imagine.
Chris Martin. Fuck you, Chris Martin. Fuck you. Fuck Chris Martin.
Probably. What is this?
I thought we were doing a strike zone. Yeah, no, I'm good. Barry Bonds.
Why does that look very familiar, though?
It does look kind of.
Random batter. Or are you just going to pick a random one?
Going to my birthday?
It's a pretty random day to me.
Whoa. That boy. Pimp that shit. Why is it always fucking lefties? God. He pimped the fuck out of that, though. It's not Olsen. Olsen would never pimp something like that, but it's a similar look to the swing.
Is that Brian De La Cruz?
I mean, fuck it. Nope. No. The opposite of Brian De La Cruz.
All right. AL. Fuck.
That's just fucking crushed.
Scroll down.
God. Who just fucking clobbered a baseball like that?
Infielder.
I feel like that's a first baseman.
You think?
Maybe. Nah. First baseman don't have swag like that. He fucking tossed that bat down. That's what I'm stuck on.
He needed that.
Yeah. Getting rid of the bat that fast. Could it be a DH? Crazy. I guess it technically could, yeah. And it's in the AL?
This one sucks.
Yeah, this fucking blows. Some bad content we're putting out right here.
We were killing it there.
Yeah, dude, we're flying. Who's dropping the bat like that, man?
I can't think of anybody.
Lefties, too? Fuck. We've got fucking
Jock
balls, man. Fuck it. Jock Peterson, even though he's not built like that at all.
Not a DH. We got that out of the way.
Not in the AL West either. So, AL Central or AL East? Okay, let's... Can you scroll back up so we can see it? Thank you. AL...
Not Gunner, is it?
I mean, fuck it.
Like, low key.
Gunnar Henderson. You quit scrolling, buddy. We're boring ourselves here, too. All right, not Gunnar. But it is the AL East. Ooh, it's not Wander Franco.
No shit. Second baseman, first baseman, or third baseman.
Okay, let's go by teams. Yankees.
Jazz? Oh, shit. We might have just got it.
I don't know. Go ahead and do it.
He's not American.
I mean,
not American.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. He's Bahamian. Bang!
You got to think Jazz definitely picked that shit.
Yep. Oh, and that was with the Marlins, too.
Off the Braves. Off Charlie Morton.
Yeah, that's brutal. Rip Morton. But also, fuck him. He's an Oriole now. Jazz can do that again this season.
All right, now that games are done, I have one more thing to show you guys just because I think it's funny.
Okay. Did you change the scene so that...
What is this? No. Was this like a...
One prospect for each team with a really good name. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, Diamondbacks. Geno Groover.
Yeah.
Athletics.
I already
Blake
found my
Beers.
Favorite one.
It's the Twins. Oh. Okay, well, we'll get there. Braves, Titus Dumitru.
Never heard of him.
I think I have. This is a good one. Orioles, Kiefer Lord. Red Sox, Blaze Jordan. That's kind of boring. I think he's also too well known.
He's also just kind of falling off.
Yeah, garbage. Cubs, Scarlin LeBron. Love that. There's that kid at Alabama right now. It's got like 6 home runs this season. Last name LeBron. White Sox, Colby Smelly. Very White Sox. Reds is crazy. Ichiro Kano?
Dude, what?
That's wild.
I wonder who his dad's favorite team was.
That's insane. Okay, Guardians, Alaska Abney.
That name sounds hella familiar.
Sounds like a porn star.
Oh, yeah, just wait until 2 more teams.
Yeah, that's true. Rockies, Skyler Messenger. And then I'll let you take your favorite.
Detroit Tigers, Dylan Dingler.
That's good. Houston, Max Holy.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah. Kansas City, Rivertown. I like that because I don't think Kansas City's a river town.
Caleb Ketchup's from Georgia. I played against him. He was on the Home Plate Chili Dogs.
Shout out. Home Plate Chili Dogs, solid program.
Kid threw gas at like
Caleb
11.
Caleb Ketchup from the Angels. What is he throwing now? What's Caleb Ketchup maxing out at, Nathan? We also got from the Dodgers, Yo Jackson Laya. I like that. Miami, Dub Gleed.
Kind of weird.
Love the next one, by the way. Brewers, Jesus Made. It's definitely Jesus. Probably Made or Made. But this is my favorite, Twins. Paul Sean is a crazy first name. Paul Sean Pasqualato. So many letters. So many letters. Then you got Mets, Haas Brewer. Solid. Yankees, Rock Riggio. Caleb Ketchup. Well, he was when Colin was playing against
him. He was. Nah, he was a pitcher, bro.
What's his infield velo? Phillies, Titan Hayes. Boring.
Pull up his perfect game stats.
Pirates, Drake Fellows. I like that.
Brandon Buttersworth.
Yeah, Brandon Buttersworth.
Look off to the right.
The Padres. That's a solid class right there that the Padres have.
Boston Bateman.
Yeah, Cash Mayfield, Cale Fountain, Cobb Hightower. I like that.
Looked weird.
Ty Pete, boring for the Mariners. Timmy Manning, kind of boring too for the Giants. Travis Honeyman, I like that. I like that a lot for the Cardinals.
Gary Gil Hill.
Like that as well. Shout out the Rays. You got Isaac Tiger, and Isaac spelled atrociously,
Isaac.
By the way. I-Z-A-C-K.
Isaac.
Shout out the Rangers. Chad Dallas is boring as fuck.
I wonder if it's
the Blue Jays not have anybody better.
Rangers is definitely Azak.
No, it's definitely Isaac.
No, it's definitely Azak.
And then this is a fantastic. 87 is a junior. Nah, it's not great. Nationals, Sir Jameson Jones. You think he earned that title?
I was right, though. That's the same Caleb Ketchup that played for Home Plate Chili Dogs, right? Okay, cool. Yeah, motherfucker fucking diced me up.
Anybody else in the league that diced you up or close to the league?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, any names you can list off?
Kumar Rocker.
Yeah, that would do it.
Ethan Hankins.
Yep.
Spencer Jones.
Makes sense.
Faced him in Travel Bowl.
Yeah.
Fucking Brady House.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't get me out. I'm going to stand on that. He didn't get me out.
Good work.
What? I grounded up short. Oh. fucking, I got jammed up. Fucking 92 two-seamer.
I'm good. I'm good, dog.
I wanted to go in the dugout and cry.
Yeah.
What about you, Gray? Anybody?
Best player at any level that I've played against yet is probably Jackson Chiarello. Might get drafted this year out of KSU.
Yeah.
Shout out Kennesaw State. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else I might have come up against.
I'm
sitting like
here.
A really young guy. I didn't play at the same level as you, though. What is this? Rivertown last played in Davenport, Iowa, a town and ballpark that sits on the Mississippi River.
Wow.
That's amazing. Love that so much.
I feel like there's definitely more I just can't think of right now.
Yeah. Best player you ever played against?
Fuck. I'm going to say it. Bobby Witt Jr.
Is that why you glazed Bobby Witt Jr. Yes. So much? Because you played against him?
Brother, he hit 3 home runs in our game.
Yeah, that's fair. What about CJ? CJ.
He's just
certainly
fast
got
as
the
fuck.
Best of y'all a couple times.
He didn't even like. He just put the ball on the ground and just beat it out.
Which is crazy.
But he made 2 errors in the game.
Yeah.
AJ
Blowball pitched yesterday against the Yankees yesterday. And the announcer said his name. I did a quick double take.
Last name's Blue Ball.
Oh, Blue Ball. Yeah, that makes more sense. Not Blow.
I had a teammate with the last name Blue Ball.
Wow.
He now coaches at River Ridge.
Shout out.
Coach
Knights.
Coach Nick Blueball.
Wait, the Reds had a minor league catcher named Fidel Castro? Or sorry, just a minor league player named Fidel Castro. That's crazy. Yeah, Jonathan Garcia.
All right, brother, quit dragging this out.
Yeah, we're done. We're done here. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for subscribing here on YouTube, turning on post notifications, giving us a like, commenting your NL West predictions. And, of course, if you're on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars, give us a follow. We got a lot of stuff coming up. So make sure you're following us on Instagram as well. Stay up to date with everything we've got going on there. Follow us on TikTok. You'll see some short form stuff going up on there as well. And join the Second Short subreddit, r/2ndandshort. If you're new to the channel and you just decided I'm going to watch all the way through this podcast episode, shout out. We got a lot of good numbers on the videos while we were gone. Very fun to record. Very fun to put out for you guys. So we enjoyed that. We got plenty more content to come. So, Colin, you got a fun fact for us?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Well,
also, shout out Ryan Bliss. That name just popped up in my head.
All right, shout out. All right, I think we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys for watching. I'll be here on Friday with Luke. Oh, in studio, by the way. I didn't tell Nathan that. Luke's on spring break. Nathan, we'll need you to produce on Thursday. Okay.
If not, I'll be here.
Okay.
What?
What?
Oh, that's Thursday.
I don't know what's happening.
I thought you said Friday. That's my bad.
Thursday.
We got to go get fitted for suits.
Congrats. Colin will be back here next Monday. Maybe in
maybe.
A suit.
Maybe. I haven't decided if I want to do this again.
All right. Well, that's news to me. But, guys, we'll catch you guys later. Thank you guys for watching. Enjoy the week. Peace.